Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with you. Thanks for tuning in to all of you that enjoy this program. We appreciate you more than you know. 913-586-7965. That is the J Southland Tervis service text line. From the 816, this guy is dead. Then cross him off.
That's right.
What movie, Mac?
Mac has no idea.
I don't think I know.
That is. Major League.
Oh, yeah.
This guy here is dead. Cross him off then.
Somebody says from the 913, is that Dusty doing traffic using one of his different voices? No. Not until they pay me. And even then, I wouldn't even know how to do traffic because I can't see it. Looks very, very
looks
nice now. But no, we get into this, Bob, because yesterday, again, baseball's problem is a good and a bad thing. Right now, it's in a renaissance or it's on the come, we would say on this show. Because the superstars that are young are actually performing at a high rate, right? And plus you have an anomaly of an athlete in Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
You have a year in which we hate it that it's the Dodgers and the Yankees in the World Series, but baseball loves that.
Right.
And now they're starting to be like, what do we do with viewership, TV? Well, we got to figure this out.
Which, best of luck.
What gets solved first, the stadium in Kansas City or baseball TV deals?
Oh, the stadium in Kansas City. Yeah, because we're under like a real-time crunch with that. But we're also under, I don't want to say real-time crunch in baseball because it is what it is. But with the stadium thing, no, that gets resolved, I think, sooner rather than later. I hope, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm tired of talking about it, quite honestly. I like what Major League Baseball wants to do. Basically, in a nutshell version, they want to basically condense all of their rights into one platform and sell it to you, the consumer, and there will be no blackouts, which sounds great on the surface, right?
Correct.
But the flip side is, how are you going to convince like the Yankees and Dodgers, just those two entities alone, that this is a better deal than what they're getting right now? Because while the Royals are getting, say, $50 million from Bally's, again, we're just using these numbers, raw numbers, as example numbers. The Royals are getting, say, $50 million per year from Bally's. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the Dodgers and the Yankees are getting like $250 million per year for their local rights. So I can sell you, the Royals, that this is a great deal, but how do I convince all of Major League Baseball that this is necessarily the best deal and get everybody involved? And what I would do if I was the commissioner of Major League Baseball, I would say, look how the NFL is just dominating, right? All of the rights are sold and it's divided 32 ways. Everybody gets an equal share. Whatever money you make in your stadium, you still get to keep merchandise sales, all that kind of stuff. You know, you can keep all of that. But I think it's going to be very tough to convince some of these big market teams. Like, I think the Dodgers are under contract, I was reading this morning, till 2039 with their TV rights. I mean, that they want to start this by 2028 where they condense everything. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers still have 11 more years to go. Like, Rob Manfred is going to have to do the best sales job in the world to convince the Yankees and Dodgers and Cubs and Angels and some of these huge revenue teams with local TV rights that it's better to go all for one instead of one for all. And that's what Pete Rozelle did when they merged the league. They said, we got to have a merger of equals or this thing's not going to work. Major League Baseball needs to find a way to get there. I think it's going to be very difficult to get to that point because you're going to see certain teams lose money in this from a TV standpoint. And they're not, nobody wants to lose money. Nobody wants to take a short haircut, you know?
What do you think is the best solution for baseball or TV?
In my opinion,
yeah.
I would end all deals today. Local deals and everything, I would come in, like, if you could wave that magic wand, say, these are all null and void. Mm-hmm. We are taking the rights in-house, and we're doing what MLS did, and we're selling our rights to Apple, or we're selling our rights to Amazon, and you, the consumer, can buy the Major League Baseball package, say for $99 or whatever you think is a reasonable price for the year, and you get your local team and you get everybody else. You don't get any blackouts. And I think that's what Major League Baseball should do when it comes to its television rights. Get everybody in-house, sell it as one big package, divide it by 30, and let's move on. And that will help competitive balance more than anything in Major League Baseball, because now all of a sudden, everybody's on the same level playing field with their rights deals, and that means they're not going to have as much money to spend in New York or L.A., and Kansas City's going to get more money, and everybody's going to kind of get, you know, raised up a little bit, and the playing field is going to be level, and then you don't really probably have to have a salary cap in place. I'd rather see a salary floor than a salary cap, but that's just me. And so that's how I think you should do the rights. Will it happen that way? Probably not. This sounds like a lot of, you know, political hot air. These are the changes we're going to make. Like, you run for student body president, soda machine in every classroom, and we're never going to have school on Friday. You're not going to deliver on any of that. But that's what you say, and I think that's where Rob Manfred is right now. He's talking a great game, but boy, there's going to be a lot of work to do behind the scenes to convince the big market clubs that this is the right way to go.
Yeah, because last year, the biggest, I think, debacle that they had with the Royals, at least locally, was like, I think at first it was like, well, I'm not going to pay to watch this team unless they prove something to me. Right. And then I think a lot of people were like, all right, whatever, it's $20. They got to their senses. Because I'm with a lot of people. The product's not worth it. Why would you do it?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
If NFL Red Zone sucked, you wouldn't pay $15 a month to have it. It doesn't suck, so I'm definitely taking the $15 out of my budget every month, which is, I know, not a huge budget, but you budget. And I'm like, okay, $15 every month goes to Red Zone. That is what it is. Put it away on the sheet, whatever. Do you think more people buy the app this year for the Royals?
Hell yes.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, absolutely,
and
yeah.
And I get it. You're going to have your stubborn guys and your stubborn gals. They're going to be like, you know what? I'm not going out of my way to
pay. But you're never going to win those folks over.
Right, and that's just what it is.
And you got to move on from them.
And I think the reason for that is exactly what the people asked for. And they had this year, they had a manager in the finalists for Manager of the Year who got robbed. Mm-hmm. They have a MVP candidate, Bobby Witt Jr., who's not going to win because it's going to Aaron Judge.
Right.
And then you had Cy Young candidate who's not the winner because it went to Tarik Skubal.
Right.
Right.
And will go to.
Yeah. And, but that's something that I think the Royals are doing every single minute of every day since the discussion had been happening with TV and competitiveness. And I think that you will see that winning products obviously bring in winning numbers. And we can talk about the Chiefs and the Bills a little bit later on because of what that number was on Sunday afternoon. But I think this does help our local market kind of push the needle towards getting that sort of thing where it's like everybody gets it on this one platform and everybody can go to this one thing that probably everybody already has, right? Like, obviously, if it goes to Amazon, there is a different number that you have to additional to your bill of Amazon to get.
Well, it's
the
not going to be free no matter where it goes. Right. You're going to have to pay for it. That's just the times in which we live.
And I could see it going to Apple. I could see it going to Amazon, or I could see it going to Prime.
I could also see it going to ESPN Plus because ESPN Plus has the opportunity to opt out of their baseball deal at the end of this year. And all the inkling is they're going to opt out of this deal and they want to get in on the local rights game because they're doing that direct to consumer stuff. And have you seen the price of what ESPN is going to try to charge people for this direct to consumer thing? $35-40 a month, which is a lot. But if you could also then offer Major League Baseball on that ESPN Plus app, now it becomes a little bit more palatable. And now it also starts to become kind of a one-stop shop for all of your sports needs, right? Like, the dirty little secret is ESPN Plus has almost every NHL game all the time on there. And you can just go to ESPN Plus and watch your NHL games. And it's great. It's outstanding. Imagine having the ability to do that with baseball, where it is a one-stop shop where ESPN Plus has all of your baseball games and you can just go there and watch the baseball game of your choice.
So I ask you this, and we can do this as a poll question one day. Would you pay $100 for 162 games? No blackouts.
And I get every game in all of Major League Baseball, or is it just my team?
Good question.
Thank you.
I think you get all baseball, but you get the grid and you go highlight Royals.
Yeah.
Because I think if you buy 100%, I think if you have the NFL Network, you can, I think, I don't know, every Sunday I go straight to the Red Zone Square and I click yes, but I think if you have the NFL Network, you can like hop around to any other game or like YouTube TV, right? You can go to like any sort of game that's on for college. Like, I think my buddy has YouTube TV and they have like a almost like an octobox, or it's like maybe like a decabox where they have like five games of college football on top, five on the bottom, whatever it is. It was great showing that.
And then you can go to the game you want. Yeah, like I have that with baseball now, though, on DirecTV. I have the ability to watch any game.
And is you it know, come I think with it, the TV package, or do you have to do an additional? That's
actually, I think it was, God, I want to say like $165 this year.
Man, I got to make that Dan the Taylor Man money.
But you get every game, you know,
that's what
for
I'm saying.
The entire
season. So it's bulk worth it. $99 bucks to get every MLB game?
Hell yeah.
When more often than not, though, you're probably just going to watch the Royals.
Right.
Right? Or if the Royals play on the West Coast, you're watching an early game.
But, you know, even if the Royals play on the East, like, baseball's always on at my house. If there's a game on, I've got baseball on somewhere in the background, whatever the case may be. I don't care. Like, you know, we work what we do. Sometimes you come home Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just day games on, or you start drinking early on a Friday and watch the Cubs at Wrigley do a day. Like, I always have baseball on. So I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff.
Fair enough. It is.
So maybe you're asking the wrong guy, right?
I don't know.
But I think $100 for the entire baseball season, including your team, I think that's a reasonable price.
Because how many months are football without playoffs and out regular season? September, October, November, December? Five months? 15 times five?
That's four. September, October, November. Yeah, four months. Yeah.
I guess they don't really play.
So you're talking $60 for red zone?
Yeah.
I mean, that's for just, the year.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. It's like an opt out.
And that's one day a week.
Yeah.
So another $40, I get every baseball game every day of the week. Like, I don't think $100. I don't think $100 to get baseball is an expensive cost, right? Like,
it's less than a dollar a game.
Times 32. That's how you have to think of it, too. And if you're anti streaming and anti paying, then you're wedded in your ways, right? Like, I'm not going to be able to convince you otherwise. I don't think that this is the right thing to do, because you're just kind of wedded in your ways and you're not willing to adjust and adapt to change. But this is all coming to sports. This is the way it's going to be.
Speaking of sports and friends, you can do a lot of that at Johnny's Tavern, Mr. Fesco.
Yeah, you can. You can enter right now by scanning the QR code through December 15th at any Johnny's Tavern to enter for a chance to win a tailgate prize pack and the grand prize, all thanks to Yingling. Win a hosted party at the Johnny's Tavern of your choice. Each location will have a winner, so don't miss out. Grab your friends, grab a Yingling, and get in on the action only at Johnny's Tavern in partnership with 96.5 The Fan, your home for football fun, and Yingling must be 21 to enter.
If you missed Mac Morey's voice, you're going to hear it a lot here on the other side, because we bring up his precious SEC here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty. Remember, you can take us anywhere. You can take us on your app, in your car, plug it in. Listen to it, get out, go into the gas station real quick, come back in, still on.
That's right. When you roll into Hy-Vee today and spend $50, you'll get 50 cents off per gallon of gas today only at Hy-Vee. So you need to get to Hy-Vee, because they got their surprise Santa deal going on today. If you spend $50 on groceries today, Hy-Vee will give you 50 cents off per gallon on gas today only at Hy-Vee. And when you use the Odyssey app, you can get out of the car, go into Hy-Vee, do your shopping, get your gas, get back in the car. And when you turn it on, it's right where you left off. And I love that feature of the Odyssey app. And so does listener Josh in Overland Park today.
Yeah. First time listener.
Literally, yeah.
Jay and OP.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you. Sound a lot like Jay on the sidelines for the Chiefs.
That's
either
right.
Way, we never know. Some people think that I sound similar to other people as well. I want to play this audio for you, because Feinbaum had this sort of take with the SEC and all these sort of things about how Lane Kiffin is somewhat pissed. And he makes kind of a good point, and I'll play Feinbaum's audio, but basically the audio originates around Lane Kiffin saying, I don't want to play in the SEC championship game, because if I lose, I get kicked out. This is Feinbaum.
It should be a reward to get to the championship game, but the bad news is it is not. Kirby Smart last year had an undefeated regular season. He went to the championship game, lost to Nick Saban, and got knocked out of the playoffs. So, yes, it's what Lane Kiffin said is correct. You'd rather not go there, but the problem is you don't have a choice in the matter. There's going to be a tiebreaker, and you get in based on a number of tiebreakers. But the situation for Kiffin could be very dangerous. Here's why he doesn't want to go, because if he goes with a 10-2 record and loses because he is probably going to get knocked out because he has a loss to Kentucky, which is extremely bad. So it doesn't matter whether you want to or not. You better win the game if you go, though, if you end up with three losses, because you're very likely going to get knocked out.
Heather, you had another point.
Right. So the committee also considers who you're playing, where they're ranked, and how the game unfolds. Everyone's assuming just because you lose, you're going to get knocked out. But let's take Indiana and Ohio State this week. How that game matters and how that game is played out matters to the selection committee. If it's a close game and a loss to a top five team, you're probably not going to get knocked out of it. But if it's 2014 Ohio State, Wisconsin, and you lose 59-0, the answer's pretty clear. Also, toughen up. Win your conference championship game and prove that you're one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, that's easier said than done in this day and age, right? Like, in this day and age, I think the conference championship games have gone way of the dodo bird now, because they're money grabs for the conference, but they're also the opportunity to hurt a team in your conference and keep them out of that college football playoff. And that's what you're balancing right now. And guys are going to be fired as head coaches if they don't make the college football playoff, right? You know that's going to happen. But if they make their conference championship game and lose and then don't make the conference football playoff, the college football playoff, then what are we doing here? Like, I think these conference championship games, they have to stop being these money grabs for these universities, and we need to get rid of them, because there is going to be a conference championship game, most likely this year, that knocks a team out of the college football playoff that would have been in regardless of who wins. Let's say it's two SEC teams, obviously, in the championship game. Let's just say Alabama, LSU, for argument's sake, and both are kind of there in that conference champion and in the college football playoff. And then they play, and then the loser gets knocked out. But if they didn't have that game, both would have been in the college football playoff. It's more important to get in the playoff than it is to play this conference championship game.
Yeah, I think there's a definite problem with your system if you are trying to avoid the conference championship game.
Right.
There are systematic issues with the college football playoff. I mean, Boise State getting a bye. If you're a mid-major getting a bye, you have a problem with your system. I mean, there's just a couple things that need to be changed.
Well, Boise State getting a bye is a scam.
That's insane.
It's totally insane.
That's crazy.
I mean, they're playing like Mary Harden Baylor.
Yes.
I mean, you can't give them a bye.
No.
In this thing.
It's not perfect.
I have a few questions. Do you think that they do it this way so they can just continuously expand the college football playoff? The other thing.
No, it's a money grab, because I think as long as these conference championship games are money grabs, regardless of what they expanded to, they're still going to have these conference championship games. And then you risk injury. Ask Florida State.
Because conference championship, this is no stranger to the scene. I remember a few years back in 2008, Missouri lost to Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game, and KU slid into the Orange Bowl the Orange Bowl, and Mizzou missed.
Right.
And it's
KU also kind of promised certain ticket sales and money and all this kind of stuff behind the scenes.
Fair.
Yeah. But you're right.
But
they
also,
got it. Yeah.
The origin of the story is Mizzou was, what, a one-loss team, lost to Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship, beat KU.
Beat Kansas, yep.
And one of the greatest games, one of the greatest two-year spans of my life when it came to college football, and missed out in the Orange Bowl. But KU goes in losing to Mizzou.
That's right.
And it's like the conference championship game hurt Mizzou.
It hurt Mizzou that year. I think there's an instance every year where a conference championship game hurts a team. And I kind of like the idea of saying, you know what, we're not playing. Like, say old Mississippi gets in, right? And they're playing in the SEC championship game. And Lane Kiffin's like, we're not showing up today. We're just not going to show up for the game. What would that do to that game? These games got to go. They are old-fashioned. They are no longer part of the puzzle.
Right.
But again, as long as people are writing checks, this is the problem with business and sports. And this is why you, like for me at 47 years old, I always think business first, then the sports side second. Because as much as we want to think sports first, it don't matter to the business. And as long as Chick-fil-A scratching a check to be that sponsor of that championship game, you're going to send two teams down there and risk a team getting an injury or a loss and getting knocked out of the big.
My pleasure.
Big, you know, thing.
Mac, we look at this one, too. Let's say Colorado goes all the way to the Big 12 championship game and loses to BYU. That'd be their third loss.
Yep.
They're out.
And they lost to a top 10 team.
BYU gets to the championship game. Colorado beats them. BYU's out.
BYU's
two
out.
Two loss.
Yes. Yeah.
Indiana plays Ohio State at 11 o'clock, you will be watching.
Oh, God, yes. I'll be out on the patio on that
one. You and Ralph are going to start early on Saturday.
Ralph won't be there. We're doing a thing. We're making Thanksgiving baskets for the CU and the Major Leagues Foundation. So I have like 60 people over the house making these baskets.
Now I can't clown on you.
You can clown on me. I'll be sitting outside.
No, because you're doing it for a great cause. yeah. To make candles again.
I'll be right with you, but I'll be a big Ohio State fan this Saturday. I'm excited.
Because if Indiana loses, are they out?
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
One loss.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. You went through their strength of schedule, and it's pretty pathetic.
140.
There are 134 teams in FBS football. Indiana's schedule ranks 106th.
Did you Google it?
That I Googled it? Oh, yeah. I Googled it. Oh, yeah. You can Google it.
But what if they beat Ohio State? Does it still matter?
If they beat Ohio State, they should be the number one overall seed.
They won't be, but yeah, they should.
Why wouldn't they be? They beat the greatest program in the history of college sports.
Because the top four seeds in college in the tournament right now are Oregon.
Yep.
Texas, and then it's
Miami,
and then Boise.
And Boise State. Boy, that is a joke.
Yeah, Miami or Boise?
What's Boise's strength of schedule?
They've got to be negative 37.
Well, I mean, even Miami, like, I know they're number eight, but they're not like fantastic. They are not the third best team out of these 12.
No.
But they get a bye.
Who's putting this together?
The experts.
The committee.
Oh, the committee.
I guess they go by the committee.
Yeah, the committee.
Okay. Yeah, the committee is what they go by.
Okay, the committee. Who's on the committee?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Have you seen this suggestion, though, by Joey Galloway on ESPN? He says Indiana should bench their quarterback against this game at Ohio State.
What's and his reasoning?
His reasoning? It's actually, because you read the headline and you're like, ah! Mm-hmm. And then you read the story and you're like, I don't hate the idea. It's actually not Joey Galloway. It was actually Joey Galloway suggested it. And then Booker McFarland said he's got the idea. You bench your quarterback, Curtis Rourke, for the game to make sure he doesn't get injured because of what happened with Florida State last year. Their quarterback got injured.
Yeah.
And then
Jordan Travis, yep.
Yeah.
Derailed everything, right? So Indiana is having its first good year maybe ever. And so they suggested benching their starting quarterback so he doesn't get injured against Ohio State, because if you lose against Ohio State and your quarterback gets injured, then you have no chance at that college football playoff. But if he doesn't play and you lose the game, you could say, well, our quarterback didn't play.
Yeah, that's got it. We got to fix that. We can't have teams even thinking about doing things like that.
We're going to get into Deion Sanders here in just a second.
It's also the biggest game in the history of Indiana football, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, every game moving forward will be the biggest because they're undefeated.
Right. Could you imagine telling your fan base, we're going to Ohio State this weekend for the biggest game we've ever played, mm-hmm. and our quarterback is not going to play.
I mean,
I understand both sides. I really do. But, like, I'm also a competitive guy. I'm not benching my quarterback.
Well, wait until teams start, like, not making the playoffs. And they're like, yep. Like, if Colorado gets knocked out of the playoff run, you're not going to see Travis Hunter or Sanders the rest of the year.
Nor should you.
No.
Nor should you. No, I wouldn't play in the bowl game and stuff like that. The bowl games are useless unless you're going to pay these guys an appearance fee.
Indiana,
now maybe we get to that.
I guess these teams all just suck. Indiana's last few games, they beat Nebraska 56-7.
That's their best win.
Nebraska lost by what score?
56-7.
We haven't heard from that, that FOMA Holmes lately.
Well, they started out 5-1. They beat Colorado. But they started 5-1 and just kept losing.
They hired a new offensive coordinator.
Sure.
Yeah, so what? Yeah.
Then they beat Washington. They beat Michigan State at Michigan State 47-10.
Michigan State hasn't been good since Magic Johnson played hoops there.
That's fair. And then they just beat Michigan 20-15.
Michigan is not good.
Yeah.
And then now it's at Ohio State at 11. That is going to be one hell of a cultural shock when they walk into that.
What do you think? What do you think that game is going to be like on Saturday?
Nuts,
like, I'm excited right now for it. It's Wednesday, right?
If you're not three fireball shots deep and you're in Ohio State getting ready to go into the horseshoe,
yeah.
I mean, that place is, because here's the thing: it's going to be nuts in almost like a petty form, because it's going to be like, oh, you want to be in the class with the big guys? Well, here's the horseshoe. Welcome to it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be absolutely rocking. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
They may lose like 56-10.
I mean, if that's the case, you'll see a lot of the Kermit the Frog sipping the tea memes on Facebook,
God,
or on Twitter.
Yes, sure. But if they lose 56-10, there's no chance they're in the college football playoffs.
Yeah, you're out, right?
You're gone.
Also, if I'm that coach and beat Ohio State, I'm taking the first big offer I get.
He just signed a new contract last week. I'd be looking for a new contract next week if I was him.
That's fair.
Yeah.
also Missouri being still in the top 25. I know there's no chance to make it, but the fact that they're still in the top 25 is ridiculous to me. 7-3, their best win's Vandy. At home.
Is Kansas in the top 25? Because I heard they've been good lately.
So.
No. I was told.
Talk about Deion Sanders here in just a second, but some breaking news from Adam Schefter in the college sports world.
College?
Mm-hmm. Following the Deion Sanders to Colorado model, Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis has emerged as a candidate to become the next head coach at FAU. Sources tell ESPN.
That's kind of cool, man. I like this. I like it a lot, man.
Trailblazer.
Yeah. Changing the landscape of college sports, man. It's great.
Pastor Ray going to get these kids playing, dude.
Whole hell yes, he is.
But you don't think he would make it in the pros?
No, I don't.
With the model of the deal, right?
Yeah, no, I don't. I think those guys are great for college football. They're rah-rah. That works for kids. Doesn't work for grown men.
And then you also said it doesn't work for guys to go from college to pro. Like, it wouldn't work for Deion to go to pro, right?
Right.
So this is jumping from coach from level to level per Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee's show yesterday.
Do you envision a lot more college guys making the jump this year, whether it's head coach or, you know, an offensive or defensive coordinator?
Well, I would say this, that last year you saw an exodus of college guys wanting to get out to go to the NFL, headlined by Jim Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Different reasons. But I think more and more with the way that college is run, college is being run now, and I don't cover it. Pete Thamel could speak to this much better than I can. But it's a business now with the collectives, with the NIL money. It's you're bidding for player. Like, the sport and coaching the sport has changed. It's a different deal now, right? Mm-hmm. And I think some guys, it's not for everybody anymore. It's not for everybody anymore. I think they want to move on and move out. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there are more college guys that want to get to the NFL. I think Dan Lanning is a guy, like, I met him one time, and I watched that guy on TV, and he is incredibly impressive, and I'm sure there are going to be guys, teams that want to talk to him. I don't know that he even want to leave Oregon. Like, they've got so much money, and he's running his program so well. Like, everybody has to weigh that decision when it's the right time to leave. But I do think that you're seeing more and more guys at the college level open to going to the NFL, because in a way, it's a simpler existence in the day and age that we're living in.
Agree or disagree? Simpler existence in today's game.
In college football or in the NFL?
He's saying in the NFL, that's why they're jumping, because they don't have to compete with NIL, they have to compete with transfer, they have to do all that stuff. But you have to go to the NFL, where we had talked earlier, that's why I saved this segment for now, where we had talked earlier, where it's like, yeah, guys can't transition to the pros because it's a different animal. It's not kids. It's you know, major league athletes. And also, you have to win and win quick. Because I asked you guys a question. What's got a shorter leash? A first year or a head coach got to be successful early, or a quarterback be successful early?
Yeah, I think jumping to the NFL, like I've said for years, I could be an NFL head coach. I couldn't be a college head coach. And that was before the NIL came into place. Because in college, you're dealing with recruiting. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with 16 and 17-year-old kids changing their mind every 2 minutes on social media. You're dealing with parents. You were dealing with bag runners for a while. Like, there's a lot of stuff you were dealing with in college sports.
Grifters.
Total grifters, right?
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't be good at dealing with that kind of stuff. I'd get mad. I'd get angry. And I'd say, screw this.
You, no way.
But in the pros, it is what it is. You don't have to go out and recruit, essentially. You don't have to bribe people, however you want to use the term, to come to your university and all this nonsense. And I understand where a lot of the old guard are looking at the new rules. They're like, I don't want to deal with that anymore. Like Saban and Kay and Roy, all these legendary coaches that walked away, didn't walk away because they were burnt out. They walked away because they didn't like where college sports was trending, because they couldn't cheat the system anymore. Everybody's now cheating the system with NIL. I think it's easier from that standpoint to coach in the NFL, because all you really have to worry about in the NFL coaching is coaching. You don't have to worry about all of this other stuff, and dealing with boosters and alumni and the business department and all the nonsense that goes into college. But the problem is, a lot of these good college coaches just aren't cut out to be NFL head coaches. And that's why they all fail, because they try to run the NFL like their own little university fiefdom, where they're the king and they're going to tell everybody what to do. And grown men are like, bro, I make a lot more money than you. I ain't listening to your ass. And these guys don't last.
Would you rather deal with Woody Johnson or a group full of alumni?
Woody Johnson. There's no question. Yeah, because it's one voice. It's one voice.
Rather than,
It is one voice that as opposed to dealing with 25 different, you know, alumni or 25 different people on your board of directors or whatever the case may be. You have one voice to deal with. You can kind of figure out who that guy is. But if you got a bunch of alums sitting at the table, you want something different. You want something different. You want something different. You want something different.
I wonder if that's what happened at Northwest.
I don't know. I don't know what happened up there. That is a perplexing one as well. But no, the alums suck because they're all out there trying to show their money to show that they got the biggest you know what in the world and they're going to wield all this. Mm-hmm. At least with Woody Johnson and the owner of an NFL team, you know who you're dealing with.
Then Dion, right, who seems to be perfect for college football.
Oh, it's great for college
because he can recruit, he can hype, he can get you money, he can get you paid. He'll stick up for you. He's flashy.
He'll get you attention. He'll get you seen.
He knows the system. He knows the system better than anyone else right now when it comes to the portal. I mean, hell, his first day at Colorado, he walked in the room and goes, hit the portal, boys.
Yep.
We got a whole bunch of luggage already coming in. So if you don't think you're going to be here, then I suggest you go do it.
Yeah.
And some people might look at that as like a Richard move, but I'd rather a guy be up and honest with me right away instead of being, you know, hiding it behind my back.
Right.
Right. And Dion was asked the other day at a press conference about if or what he thinks about his name being in the rotation more and more with other jobs. His response:
you're mentioned for everything that comes up these days, college, pro, whatever. Yeah. Do you is that just the
you
price?
You gonna
of
talk
winning?
Like that with my AD in here? That's so disrespectful. Sorry. You gonna talk about me going somewhere with my AD in here? Yeah, he mentioned us with a lot of other stuff before we start winning too, didn't he? That wasn't fair, was it? Price. That's the price of everything. Yeah.
Coach Brown, I'm going to keep going with that.
I'm happy where I am, man. I'm good. I got a kickstand down. You know what a kickstand is? A lot of people don't in there and not of age don't know what a kickstand is. That means I'm resting. I'm good. I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic about where I am. I love it here. I truly do. Next question.
Where I am kind of torn after hearing that audio is that I do believe that the price is right anywhere Dion goes, whether that's Dallas, whether that's New York, wherever he gets an offer in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like Dion likes being the best. And if he's the best coach at doing what college football is turning into, transfers and NIL, and he's turning a program in where he can be the guy at the university and it's all about me and it's, you know, this sort of thing, that's what makes Dion shine. Because Dion, I mean, for God's sakes, his name is Primetime.
Like, who is the most known college football coach in the country? Like, this is how
it's
how
him
I
or Kirby Smart.
I would disagree with you. The average person probably doesn't know who Kirby Smart is, but everybody knows who Dion is.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
You know,
because, you know, Kirby didn't have the background Dion had.
No, we all grew up watching Dion, right?
Yeah.
And we all loved Dion. We all wanted to be Dion. That guy wears a visor, Kirby Smart, who?
You become popular when you are on both sides of the narrative where people hate you or people like you and they have many, many reasons why.
Right.
Like, you could get one person in the room and tell you why they think Dion is great and what he's doing well, whereas you get another guy in the room and be like, this is why Dion sucks, this is why it's terrible, and that's what makes you, A, polarizing, and B, popular.
Mm-hmm. It's like you and me, Dusty. Yeah. That's our takes right there.
Right. If everybody loves you, if everybody hates you, but if there's a debate to be had, like, who would you rather play, Denver or Cincinnati in the playoffs, people are like, I want to listen to all of this because I can nitpick on both sides.
Right. No, I think Dion is the perfect college football coach. He's the person you want running your business, whatever it is, you know, whatever you do for a living. Mm-hmm. Dion's the guy you want because people are going to love him and people are going to hate him, but everybody's going to have an opinion on him. Everybody's going to be interested in him. Everybody's going to want to watch. Everybody's going to want to be a part of it, regardless of what side you're on. Kirby Smart,
Fair enough.
Dion, where's the game?
Kirby Smart still wears the visors. Coach that wear visors. Just saying. Don't try to be Steve Spurrier. There is a story that we're going to play on the other side that's absolutely ridiculous. But the question that comes after the story is, what's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased? 913-586-7965.
An engagement ring. Oh,
okay. Timeout. Go to the corner. 913-586-7965. What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased? We'll explain on the other side on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. If you didn't know, we're on Instagram, The Fan 965. This week's featured radio talent is Mac Morey. And one of his hidden talents, he says he can sound and sing exactly like Tom DeLonge from Blink 182.
Go for it, Mac.
I'm good.
Why?
Do it. Get there one day.
Okay. Fair enough. Stop touching the cameras!
Oh my gosh, I touched the camera.
Quit asking about the tables!
My friend Tracy's sitting at home watching it. She's like, the camera's off-centered, so I'm trying to fix it for her to make her happy. Talked to my friend Blake over at Supplement Superstores yesterday. He goes, I love watching you guys on the YouTube
feed. Yes.
He goes, I dial in and I just sit there and I watch it all morning long.
I'm when like, I go back home and do the poo, I go to our YouTube page. I watch, like, I just randomly scroll through a segment to see how it sounds.
Yeah.
It does look cool.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm watching those shows on TV.
Absolutely, it does.
Like, the graphic, everything. So, shout out, Mac, for getting that started and running here at the station.
Yeah, way to go, Mac. Mm-hmm. Came in from Tennessee, and you're like, we're doing this, and you suggested it, and here we are.
No.
We asked Cody. Who? Was that a good Bob?
Never heard of him.
We asked a question on the other side regarding this story that I'm about to play for you of what's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased. Boy, oh boy.
We are looking at an ordinary banana and an ordinary piece of duct tape. However, what makes the ordinary extraordinary is the intention of the artist who put this together. There is simply put no other artwork of the past 100 years that has provoked the kind of response that Maurizio Cattelan's Comedian did upon its installation at Art Basel Miami Beach in 2019.
The fact that the Comedian premiered at an art fair is a significant piece of context, as opposed to premiering in a gallery or museum context. Art fairs are extremely expensive to go to.
They are.
So they are primarily going to be trafficked by art collectors. It asks a question of who he wants to provoke first. If it's art collectors, then the question is this work a bit of a gambit? Are they going to gamble on a semi-absurdist idea? And of course, the answer was yes.
$1 million for banana on the wall.
And they said somebody would pay for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because there are people that have dumb money.
Yeah, tax write-off.
I'm going to buy a banana that's taped to a wall.
Do I get the wall? Does it?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. Cut off a chunk of the wall?
Because if you take the banana off the wall, then the art's done.
Come on.
Right. It's no longer art.
Right. It's just the banana.
It's like, what do you call a guy with no arms and no legs?
Bob.
On a wall? No, on a wall.
Oh, on a wall. Art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs on the floor? Matt.
Same guy in water is Bob.
Yeah. Same guy in a hole is Phil.
Yeah.
So there's that. But no, we asked, what's the dumbest? We've all done it, right? You've been on, like, I don't know what's more dangerous in my life, Amazon drunk or DoorDash drunk?
DoorDash.
Yeah. Tough, dude.
Because Amazon, you can at least cancel the next.
Yeah.
DoorDash is tough. Yeah. And, like, you know, you get on there and you're like one eye in it. And you're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, or you're like, man, that's the cravings box this week. All right. But the thing I can tell you is that I've done it, and the way that I can say that I've done it is I was fortunate enough to work during COVID. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a job that had a way that we could make money, and then obviously we got the whatever the checks were, the $1,200, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, I got that, and I was doing all right. And I thought to myself, okay, you know, you've been doing all right. You've been working. Go get that purchase. And what did I do? I, for some reason, was on Instagram and saw a flash sale from Ray-Ban. And I thought, ooh, you know what? I'm going to get a nice pair of sunglasses because that's a dumb thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent $265 on customized Ray-Ban aviator, polarizing, mirror lens, all this platinum stuff. $265 broke them in less than a year.
Ugh.
Straight up.
So that was like my first purchase when I had my first job as a kid, right? I wanted Oakleys, right? And so I bought them. Yeah. I have no idea where those are.
And
right?
Now I have a pair of sunglasses that I won from a golf tournament. And I have a pair of Ray-Bans that I got in a previous relationship because we did the big Christmas gift. That's how we spent Christmas. Mm-hmm. It was like, what do you want? That's, you know, what do I want? And then we would kind of, you know, mesh our thoughts. And she was like, oh, I really want this pair of sunglasses. Like, okay. She's like, what do you want? I was like, I can do a pair of sunglasses. So I still have them, mm-hmm. but I treat them with care. But I'll tell you what, they don't go anywhere but the car.
Right.
Like they're in the sunglass thing in the secured spot. They go on when I drive or when I go and when the sun's out. Don't use them to mow. Don't use them when I go to the lake. When I go to the lake, I take them out of my car and put them inside because you know you're going to have that one friend that's like, man, I forgot my sunglasses. Here, use these. I'll go wear mine. Bottom of the lake.
Yeah, I did that. We were at Lake Tahoe one year for that golf tournament. Jumped in with my glasses on.
Ah, see you later.
I had a whole week in Lake Tahoe with no glasses on. Oh, I mean, it was awful. Like, you talking about
like French Stewart.
Oh, my God. The headaches. Like, I was an idiot. I don't know why I did that, but I was dumb, you know?
Yeah.
But the sunglass story is funny because I never really have purchased a good pair of sunglasses since I was in high school because I lost those right away.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Like, it is, right? And you know, so I do like Shady Rays, you know, you get 2 for $25 or something like that, or dollar store sunglasses because I remember one time we were in Dallas at a Ranger game and we were in the upper deck and, you know, they have those spirals that go down as they, you know, and my daughter, I was holding her at the time because she was 2 or 3, grabbed my sunglasses off my face and threw them down that spiral. So like 6 stories went down. $5 sunglasses, not a big deal. Sunglass spending is some of the most ridiculous money that you can spend because you know you're going to ruin them. You know you're going to lose them. You know they're going to get busted. So for me, the dumbest thing I ever bought was a life-size cardboard cutout of Jeremy Shockey. God, I had to have that. I think it was a SkyMall catalog. I was an adult, too. This wasn't a child purchase.
He was polarized. He was a big athlete.
Yeah.
Came out of the U, went to the New York Giants, bald.
How old were you?
25? I mean,
Jeremy Shockey does it for me.
Yeah. Probably 24, 25 years old. You know, I was working at KMBZ at the time and like, oh, I need to have this.
Yeah.
And then like the basement flooded and it got wet. And, oh, it was a mess. What a waste of money.
Turned into Jeremy Shockless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a stupid purchase. Like, I know people buy the Ginsu knives when they used to watch those late night infomercials, right? Mac probably has no idea what the Ginsu knife is.
No, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
He has no idea.
All right, I'm going to start the price out at $85. $85. Mac, dumb purchase?
Yeah, it's a monthly subscription to Bumble. In Wyoming, I played for the premium. Now, if you know anything about dating sites.
Do you know what Bumble is?
I do know what Bumble is.
Premium Bumble. The girl has to, you know, like your
before
photo.
Before you can see what she looks like.
So Premium Bumble for guys doesn't really get you any advantage. So I was paying, you know, $15, $20 in Wyoming. Got one date. Drove an hour and a half to Billings, Montana for it.
Dear God.
Her name was Montana Funk. Real name. Real person.
Donnie Funk.
Yeah, what did she do for a living?
She was a
lawyer.
Come
on down, everybody. It's Montana Funk.
She was an
attorney. Put your hands together and get your greenbacks out.
So that was pretty dumb. Hannah makes fun of me for that all the time.
From the 913, you guys don't know the sunglass struggle. Long story short, my eyes are basically allergic to the light. My glasses cost $600.
Oh, God, dude. Damn. I'm so sorry to hear that. That sucks.
Oh, my buddy had to buy a pair of glasses because they're the dual lens,
yeah,
because they're prescription and regular. Man. They were like $500. He's like, I have to wear the frat strap everywhere I go,
yeah,
every day of life. Because he just, you know, randomly you just take them off. You think, oh, good thing they're on my neck.
This 816 text, an owl call on a drunken Amazon purchase. I thought it'd be cool to get an owl to call back. One showed up within a few days, didn't leave for 2 months. So annoying.
An owl. You got an owl. Oh, an owl caller.
Yeah.
They're good to have around, though. They keep the woodpeckers off the house. I've got fake owls up.
That's cool.
They freak me out, man.
Owls do?
I mean, they're big, dude. I was in.
They are huge.
When they had the wingspan.
I was on my back. I know we're running short of time. Boss could be pissed. But funny story. I was on my back patio about 8 to 9 Miller High Lifes deep. And I started to notice the dragonflies disappearing. Turned out as bats. Going out there and eating them. You know, this is like June, July. So they eat those. And so then I start Google searching. You know, I've got the recreational stuff next to me. I'm like, are they going to attack me? And it's like, bats don't attack humans. So, you know, unless you had like bugs all in your hair, they'd come and, you know, whatever. And then
that's how you get rid of lice.
So that you could. So then I started noticing the bats disappear, and I started hearing like crows or whatever birds it were, just like like over and over, like Game of Thrones.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what is that? And then I don't know if you've ever seen Batman and Robin or Batman Forever when the Joker or the Riddler at the end's like doing the bat thing. Dude, this owl hits the moon perfectly, and I see the wingspan, and it just soared through my backyard. Looked like a damn 727. Huge, dude. And I was like, all right, that's the night. Go inside.
Yeah, those owls will protect your house, man. They're huge, good to have around. Dude. Yeah.
I mean, talents on those things pick up a small dog.
Oof.
Oof. Yeah, they are brutal, dude. Freak me out.
Did you say, who was that when it flew by?
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6-5, The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.